This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The number of coronavirus tests and cases will increase this week as the state adds data left out earlier this month. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
A computer problem meant more than 16,000 tests were left out of state counts since the beginning of October. Results from the health system Kaiser Permanente will now appear in state data, as they're supposed to. The state says fixing the data will increase the number of positive tests by just over 1,500. The revised numbers mean some counties may have to consider increased restrictions, including Elbert County, southeast of Denver. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Colorado voters face an early deadline today. CPR's Andrew Kinney explains.
Today's the last day that Colorado voters can safely put their ballots in the mail, according to state officials. It's also the last day that voters can register to receive a ballot by mail. Starting Tuesday, voters should return ballots to drop boxes or voting centers to ensure they are counted. Same-day registration is also available at voting centers. All ballots must be received in drop boxes or at voting centers by 7 p.m. on November 3rd to be counted. Ballots that arrive by mail after that will not be counted. About 1.6 million people have already voted, and early turnout is high. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the mayor of Fargo, North Dakota, talks about a mask mandate for his city, and the lack of a permanent address prevents many people experiencing homelessness from registering to vote. But some Ohio churches and shelters offered to receive mail-in ballots as part of a registration drive. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, Coloradans are voting on raising betting limits and adding games. Casinos say rural Colorado would benefit.
I don't think any of us think that we're going to be able to stop people from going to Las Vegas, but the person that goes to Vegas 6, 10, 12 times a year, if we can get them to come to one of Colorado's three gaming towns, one or two or three of those times, it keeps the dollars in the state.
We'll have that story coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 9 degrees in Colorado Springs, it's 19 in Vail, 13 in Denver, 25 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.